get me gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Fresh hope for a possible Gaza ceasefire and hostage release after 2 days of negotiations. CBS's Vicky Barker.
President Joe Biden has just stated that the talks in Qatar are closer than they've ever been to sealing a ceasefire deal in Gaza. But Hamas has already poured cold water on that prospect, claiming the U.S. has no interest in ending the war.
The plan is for more discussions next week. President Biden made his Mideast comments at the White House just before signing a proclamation designating a national monument to the 1908 race riot in Springfield, Illinois. White mob violence left death and destruction after two black men were accused of crimes. Kamala Harris delivers her first major policy speech in a few hours since securing the Democratic presidential nomination. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Her policy plans include calling for the first ever federal ban on price gouging for food and groceries, new policies to spur home building, offering up to $25,000 for first-time home buyers to use as a down payment, and an expansion of the child tax credit, providing as much as $6,000 to families with newborn children.
And CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us former President Trump is linking up with some people he's worked with before to help refocus his Republican presidential campaign.
He's bringing back some of his old aides from 2016 and 2020, guys like Corey Lewandowski, who were there in the beginning, to try to refocus him and help the current team figure out a way to get him talking more about policy and making it less personal. That can be difficult.
Hurricane Ernesto bearing down now on Bermuda. It's a Category 2 storm. CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Tammy Souza is tracking it.
This is going to move out into the North Atlantic after it crosses Bermuda, but we're not done with it yet. No, we are going to have very high surf swells that could be 10 to 15 feet approaching some of the shoreline, and we're going to have dangerous rip currents. This is going to start up on Saturday and linger all the way through Monday.
Earlier this year, it was feared Elvis Presley's family would lose Graceland, the sprawling estate in Memphis. Now, there is a criminal case.
A Missouri woman has been arrested on federal charges in connection with an alleged scheme to defraud Presley's family of millions of dollars and steal their ownership interest in Graceland, Presley's former home in Memphis, Tennessee. 53-year-old Lisa Finley of Kimberling City, Missouri, has used numerous aliases. She falsely claimed Presley's daughter pledged the property as collateral for a loan she failed to pay before her death. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
And on Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 124 points. The NASDAQ is up 63. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Halo organization is searching for a new executive director following Holly Anderle's recent resignation. The board says they're focused on finding a local candidate. Wisconsin delegates at the DNC will be passing through this weekend. The Democratic National Convention starts Monday in Chicago, with many taking the trip down I-94 to the Windy City. Civic media will have live coverage from the event. Waterford town officials have placed a police union steward on administrative leave amid an ongoing investigation. The suspension comes as the department operates without a chief and several other officers under investigation. The Racine Wastewater Utility is holding one of their collection events tomorrow. The effort allows people to get rid of hazardous items, aiming to protect the environment and public health. There's more about the event on the city's website. And Great America is set to debut a new dive coaster named Wrath of Rakshasa. It'll go up next year and features a 171-foot drop at a 96-degree angle. The ride will be located near the Demon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich out for the year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Christian Yelich undergoing season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee.
It just got to the point where it wasn't getting better. Tried everything I could. Ran out of options. It came time to make a decision. This was the best option, you know, that we really had left.
The 32-year-old Yelich making the announcement last night on social media. Meanwhile, the Brewers able to put together an eighth-inning rally to beat the Dodgers 6-4 to split the four-game series 2 games apiece. Reese Hoskins on outfielder Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett had a really, really good at-bat to give us first and second, and they really put the pressure on with the tying run at second base. You feed off each other when you're doing that, and I think we are able to put it all together there in the eighth inning.
NFL, the Packers joint practice sessions underway today in Denver. A chance for quarterback Jordan Love to work with his long list of receivers against the Broncos defense.
We have a real deep, you know, receiver group, which, like I said before, is a good problem to have.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
More scattered showers and storms are expected to fire up and swing by this afternoon and evening. Some of those could be strong to severe, bringing high winds, hail, and some heavy downpours. Otherwise today, more clouds than sunshine, with high temperatures soaring to the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Timeless hits right here at WRJN Sports 2. Tonight's ball game with the Brewers is at 7:10.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out.
Child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest or the trees.
the Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and my buddy Ray, Ray of Time and Again Music in Sturtevant.
And you, yep, that's us.
Yep, and you've got something to tell me.
I had to call you out. I was driving, and I heard you talk about the story about David Crosby and Melissa Etheridge.
Yes, and I called Melissa Manchester, right? Ugh.
And I'm like, boy, they didn't have a thing. I knew, neither did Melissa Etheridge, but they were very good friends, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, now I find out he must have been really good friends with a lot of people because his daughter's finding out that she's got all these half-sisters and half-brothers.
Yeah, I think he was a very fertile man.
Yes, he was. He was a great star, too. And
he did a lot of great songs, too, so, you know.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? You would know. Because you sell vintage albums.
We are Time and Again Music. We're out here in Sturtevant on Highway 11, just before you get to Highway H. So we're a block west of the Antique School Mall. And been here 7 years now. And we have albums and collectibles and some antique stuff and just some fun stuff on the walls and you name it. We have probably over 10,000 titles in stock right now on the records.
Oh, my goodness, Ray. And, you know, you'd call me this week to say, you're working with somebody in Waukesha. You could have worked with me. And, you know, we didn't know. So this is good to know. We know who you are now.
That is my Achilles heel there, Cindy.
Oh, no, I feel horrible about that. Well, we would definitely check in with you. But hopefully, you know, Elvis got a birthday in January, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
And then
we were going to do 20% off just for the Elvis anniversary today.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's his death day.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So this is awesome. And then one more thing I wanted to ask you, Ray, is if you've got old albums or even considering getting a turntable, what is the best turntable or record player? Because myself, I like record players.
I get asked that all the time. So you can go two different ways. And I'll tell you, and a lot of it depends on your finances, of course. And you can get one of these all-in-ones from, I don't know, Kohl's or Target, one of those that are where you have the turntable up in the top.
Yep.
And then you have the radio and the cassette player. Like mine has a cassette on the side and the CD drawer at the bottom.
Okay.
Now, I bought that a long time ago, but it just sits in my family room and... You know, you're not trying to blow the house out. You just want to play a record.
Yeah, exactly.
Or turn the radio on, whatever the case is, so you have some music playing. The other aspect is a stereo where maybe you want to get all of the components. You want the turntable separate, your receiver, maybe like in the one here in the store, I have an equalizer.
Mm.
I have a cassette player in the bottom. And then, of course, you've got to go find your two speakers.
Right.
So... that could add up quite a bit, and, you know, but like I said, you get a whole other different type of sound out of those.
Right. And,
I was going to say, that's just two different ways to go.
That's really good to know. My other thing is, the thing, I think the reason albums are coming back, and you can back me up on this or not, is because it seems like the CDs miss something. You know, they don't have the warm sound that the albums used to have.
Right. Yeah, there's, and I believe it or not, I play both here in the store. I'm, you know, I'm not object to CDs. I have a million of them at home.
Right. Oh, we all do.
I play them all the time. And yes, there seems like sometimes there is a big difference when I play certain albums that you go, wow, does that sound really good on vinyl?
You betcha. And Ray, thank you so much. Again, your store is...
Time and Again Music, and we are at 9602 Duran, and we have a Facebook page, so you can check in with us. I put sometimes a lot of specials on there, or our sales, et cetera, and sometimes when I get a nice haul of some stuff in, like yesterday, I got a ton of sci-fi stuff in, which is Star Wars, Star Trek, Doctor Who, all sorts of stuff like that.
I love Doctor Who.
some fun stuff.
All righty. Thank you so much. You have a great day, all right?
Right. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
And thank you, Ray, for being on WRJN.
Absolutely.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Craving the best sandwiches around? From August 15th to the 18th, treat your taste buds to a flavor-packed experience with Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament in Cliffside Park. Enjoy the crispy fried appetizers and signature subs, and with the new mobile concession system, you won't miss a moment of the tournament. See why Lee's Deli has been Racine's favorite sandwich shop, the best of Racine year after year. Visit the deliciousness of Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament, Thursday through Sunday at Cliffside Park.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day is Von Hassel Jewelers. Get 50% savings today only. Serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 20 years, Von Hassel Jewelers is your certified full-service jewelry retailer, appraiser, and custom designer. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and get a $100 gift certificate to Von Hassel Jewelers for just $50 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Wake up, please, Susie.
tickle your pop. What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up pretty Susie, wake up pretty Susie, wake up pretty Susie. Ah!